Take a look at a map of Asia, and you will see that Pakistan shares a border with Western China. The two countries have cultivated friendly relations, and in some cases, friendly personal relations. Many Pakistani men have traveled to China for business. They've met women in the Uyghur region, married, and settled down. These husbands say their wives are being detained inside Xinjiang province as part of the wider crackdown on Uyghurs, and it's tearing their families apart. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
Mir stands outside the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Islamabad. He's one of half a dozen men, hoping to plead their cause to officials. Mir's Pakistani, his wife is Uyghur, and until a few months ago, they lived in Xinjiang. Last August, the family came here, to Pakistan, for a visit. And when they crossed back into China, authorities detained Mir's wife. He hasn't heard from her since, and he says he's going mad with worry.
My mind just won't work. I sound incoherent. I even forget what to say in my prayers.
His two daughters hold his hands. He says his 15-year-old daughter is now raising her little sister. She looks cheery, with painted nails and glittery shoes. But Mira says she can't sleep.
She misses her mother. She asks me, "Will you bring her home?"
Mir and others tell NPR that Chinese authorities have detained hundreds of Uyghur women married to Pakistani men. We aren't using their full names because authorities might punish their wives. The men said for a long time they were hopeful their wives would be released because China and Pakistan have a close strategic relationship. But it's an unequal one. China's one of the world's largest economies. Pakistan needs an economic bailout and wants billions of dollars in loans from China. This is Shehriyar Fazli, an analyst on Pakistan-China affairs.
The economic situation in Pakistan is such that the government feels like in order to resolve this crisis, it needs patrons.
Fazli says Pakistan doesn't want to upset those patrons. And suggesting that sensitivity, Pakistani officials refused to comment to NPR. And despite that close relationship, the wives were detained because they married men from Pakistan. Since the crackdown began, Chinese authorities have targeted Uyghurs who've had contact with people from 26 countries with large Muslim populations, ranging from Sudan to Saudi Arabia.
Pakistan is listed in that list of 26 countries where association with these Muslim countries is considered as raising the risk that these individuals were involved in some form of militancy.
And now the men say their kids are at risk. They say some of the children of these mixed marriages have been taken away on the pretext that their parents aren't around. That's what happened to Rahman. He's a Pakistani doctor who met his wife while he was studying in Xinjiang. They had a son there before moving to Pakistan. Last year, Rahman's wife flew to Xinjiang for a visit and was detained at the airport. Security officials initially took Rahman's 6-year-old son to his Uyghur grandmother. But a few weeks later, they returned.
They took him to an orphanage. They don't want the children to have Pakistani or Uyghur customs. They want the children to become Chinese.
Rahman says he hasn't heard from his wife or son since.
It's a very difficult time. My family has been broken.
We spoke to another businessman, Javed. He's Pakistani and lived in China for decades. He was married to a Uyghur woman and says she was detained in October. Then he couldn't renew his visa and had to leave the country. But authorities wouldn't let him take his two boys to Pakistan. So before he left, he told his boys he was going away for business and he sent them to live with their Uyghur relatives.
I take them to school and I tell them that I'm going to Kashgar.
Kashgar is a city in Xinjiang. But recently, a friend there told him to send $500 to his relatives, a bribe, so officials wouldn't take his children. Javed says he paid. Javed and the other men have met with officials at Pakistan's foreign ministry, hoping they'll pressure China to free their wives. But nothing's happened so far. And they say Pakistan's close relationship with China should have helped. Instead, they fear that Pakistan's dependence on its powerful neighbour leaves them helpless. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.